Let's try again. Still nothing? Did we fire Jeff but not tell the media?
Yeah.
It's going to jerk you guys around. Maybe Jeff's fired, maybe he isn't. He's not at this time.
Right.
Patrol podcast. I'm your host Jeff, and I tried to drink tonight, but I don't have a drunk scale number. I don't think it's possible for me to get a number with the state of the Saints affairs right now. It seems like the wheels have finally fallen off the wagon completely. Somewhere, somehow, the Saints have become a true dumpster fire. And while many may think it's all about Rob Ryan's fault, it may seem that, at least by Monday night, at the time of recording this, evidence suggests that there's plenty of blame to throw around the locker room and the organization at that. So more on that. But first, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. We are declaring a state of emergency. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Beep! I'm going to go with a 3.2 in celebration of the Saints' 32nd ranked defense.
And the worst of all time.
I initially thought I might get a little higher number, but I've settled on this 32.
Probably a good thing that
it's,
you did that.
You know, I mean, it's I don't need to. As much as I said in text that I was going to be a really big number, it's not really necessary at this point.
No. And, you know, much like the Saints defense, Damon is missing from the show. Hopefully he'll be able to...
Is he fired or is he not fired?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Call me. Tell me.
As of now, Damon is still the third member on the podcast.
I love it. All right. So with that, let's go into the daunting task of talking about this fiasco that was a game yesterday in game recap.
Damn. Here we go again. Common passed on his beat. I made it to a jam. Now everything I'm that made me everything I am. Damn. Here we go again. People talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm that made me everything I am.
By the way, real quick before we get into that, I will say I am, once again, for the second straight week in a row, podcasting from my phone in Atlanta. So I thought the audio last week was okay, but not as good as if I were to be in the studio.
I blame Atlanta.
I do blame Atlanta. All right, so I apologize in advance for any audio problems. But back to the game.
Yeah, not a good start to the game, but the...
Not a good middle and not a good end.
Well, but at least on the first two drives, you know, the Saints... You know, Brandon Cooks had those two touchdowns, so we were sticking with them, but it was 14-14 early in the game, and you're just like, well, we're in line for one of these things. And I thought that the Saints could keep up with him, but you know, just one, you know, the big stall drive at the beginning of the second half, and just the defense just falling apart. Although, they gave up 394 yards in the first half. I mean, that is absurd. Like, some teams, giving up 394 yards in a game is not
good. The year, everybody's going up. You know? He said he was going
to
send EJ a letter in December.
Hey, mute your phone.
Mute your phone. He can't hear us.
Mute yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Right.
God, this show is off the rails, just like the Saints.
Hey, bring it back, Mike! Bring it back!
Okay, so go on.
So yeah, just 394 yards in the first half. If they would have given that up for the game, you'd think, well, they probably still would have lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how bad that was. Just unheard of ineptitude by the defense. Washington was not a good team.
No.
They were ranked like 28th in rushing. I mean, they had rushed for like 170 yards in their last four games. And they rushed for 200 yards.
And the big play after big play after big... I mean, the Saints were running with them. They weren't even attempting to tackle too many times.
And just, there were so many holes. I mean, the screen passes, they beat us. Even rushing the ball, like, they would just do a regular...
I mean, he's not giving them the discount, right?
Fucking asshole, man.
Come on, Mike, bring it back! Whoa, watch his fucking leg, Mike!
So the holes they were even getting, just running the ball, they would pitch the ball out and they'd have blockers out there, and you're like, there's nobody there, complete holes, something we haven't been able to do.
Yeah,
all season.
But was that part more because of our linebacker situation? Where, I mean, we got guys playing off the street now at this point.
Look, Marty was in there, Dunbar was in there, who we just picked up like 2 weeks ago. That definitely was a big factor, not having Ellerby. And even as good as Anthony, you know, may be, he's still just a rookie.
Right, and he can't carry the whole middle of the field.
Well, and it's hard because, you know, what kind of – I know you're the middle linebacker, but you're just a rookie. I mean, I don't know how these veterans are going to look at you and trust what you may call.
Mm.
So, I mean, it was kind of a bad situation with the injuries, but even like the secondary, just every time a big play would happen, they'd look at each other and look confused and –
How do you fall apart that much?
So, I mean, look, I don't know. I guess it just starts going downhill, and maybe the players see the writing on the wall that, well, we're firing Rob anyway. I mean, I don't know.
So is that the thing? Like, because that was one, you know, I don't want to jump to that because obviously that's the headline
right.
for today, but did the team give up on him? Or
it kind of seems that
did
way.
Did they give up on themselves?
They just...
Is Browner a problem? I mean, something is not functional.
It's a combination of bad coaching and not as much talent as we think, and injuries too.
Well, but the worst, kind of
like
the worst thing
second.
Is that
two cocksuckers. Wait a second. Hold on.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Fucking Jeff late for fucking from fucking 9 o'clock to fucking 10 o'clock, and I tell you to wait for 15 fucking minutes. I was on the call and y'all couldn't fucking hold the show. Y'all fucking nuts.
It's fucking late.
Are you fucking nuts?
Okay, nope. First of all, you didn't say to wait 15 minutes. Second of all,
are you fucking nuts? Are you fucking nuts? You disrespectful fucking cocksucker.
Let the record skip.
Fucking asshole.
No, we were giving you you didn't know kind of answer.
Well, I didn't want to, you didn't know. Oh, you didn't know, you fucking can't wait, you disrespectful fuck.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You disrespectful fuck.
All right, you can get it. We're disrespectful fucks. Get another word.
No. Right. That's the word of the fucking week. Disrespectful fuck.
All right. So, jump in. We haven't gone far anyway. All we did was talk about,
I'm assuming you got no number?
The defense. Oh, yeah. Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you, you disrespectful fuck.
Yeah.
No, what's no number.
How many swamp pops did it take you to get through yesterday's game?
Well, I sent y'all some pictures that I was cooking my jambalaya and drinking my swamp pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Did you throw the jambalaya across the room, or...
No,
Was it one of those kind of more depressing games where it was more sad and...
No, it
dejection?
Was...
Dejection.
No, it was one of those that, okay, this is what it is. It was a game of acceptance to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't get angry. It was acceptance.
Yeah, I think the defense accepted some things, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all it was. We were giving up 133 points in three games. That's insane. I mean, that's, you don't put that up in Madden. So, it's insane. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, have we talked about the big headline of the day yet?
No,
that didn't happen.
Okay, you know, but I mean.
Or headline.
Right, yeah, headline. I mean that.
Wait, when Guacham, I don't even know the guy's first name, Guacham.
Obum Guacham.
Yeah,
who?
Yeah.
We traded him from, we got him, he used to play for Seattle. I guess they cut him and we picked him up, or maybe it was a little trade or something. I don't know, but. That's where he was before the Saints.
Yeah, him, Browner, and Unger. What are we trying to get all the Seattle players? I mean,
well, I mean, two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah.
Right. So, speaking of Unger, did he get hurt or did he play? Or I thought
they all played. Okay. All the offensive line played.
Oh,
all did
really?
Do a good job.
Really?
Well, and that's another thing. I mean. The last 2 weeks, I could look the stat, but I'm not going to. If there's only a device that I could find.
Right.
But, I mean, my God, we can't protect our quarterback either now?
There is nothing.
There was a big hit.
There's not a part of this team other than the quarterback, and I would say the receivers and the running backs. So that's almost half the team. But... You know, it shows, I guess, then the value of the offensive line, but also, I mean, how many positions are we going to fail at before something's done about it? I mean, Sean Payton said last week that if a student is performing poorly, first you address the student, but if the student continues to perform poorly, then you have to look at the teacher.
Oh,
okay,
well,
the students have been failing miserably. For a long time here, why are the teachers not being held accountable?
Well, they should be, and I think that I hope he's about to make some wholesale changes. I mentioned this several weeks ago when I said, you know, these assistants and things who are still here after 10 years and nobody else has wanted them, they have to go also. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean that you're a prophet right now.
You know, and the you know what's so sad about this?
Everything, but if I had to choose,
everything. But what are the most sad? Is that you look around the NFL, what is the hardest position to fill, and the most important?
Quarterback.
And we have what other teams would die for. We have a elite Hall of Fame quarterback, and we
with a
can't,
500 record over the last 3 years.
Right, that we can't win with. That is the hardest position to try to get. I mean, you name every team that's not Green Bay and New England. Okay, and y'all who are saying Carolina, fuck Carolina, go look at his numbers. I think we mentioned that last week. His numbers and Kaepernick, who is benched, are equal. So fuck Cam Newton. He's not a championship quarterback.
But they are.
But anyway, well, they are. Yeah. Well, because we have the NFC South had the shittiest schedule. They play the NFC South, the AFC
and
South,
the AFC South, right.
And the NFC,
and the NFC East.
Right. If
the three
worst
divisions.
We should be undefeated.
Yes, it will not surprise me if Carolina goes undefeated. I mean, because it's the easiest has to be easiest schedule in the league. But anyway, but my point being is we have the hardest position to fill. And we just didn't fill with a mediocre, an average guy. Man, we have a top guy. And you can't put just a fucking A mediocre
Midland defense?
Midland defense.
All you need is a Midland,
Midland defense.
Midland defense.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
You want a Midland? You say Midland?
Are you? Come on, man. It's the, and everybody takes blame in this. The coaches, the front office.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our drafts over the last 3-4 years. You know, this year has some potential. 2015 has some potential. But man, 11, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, nothing. Nothing to show for it.
Well, that, and so this is the result.
And this is the result. And one of the things also people realize is that we are so, because of that incompetence in drafting, we have no backups. We are a very shallow team. We don't have depth anywhere. Anywhere.
And we're overpaying for free agents.
For free agents that aren't working out.
They either aren't working out or we don't know how to
use. That's a further result of that, because when you can't, when you don't get anything out of your draft, you do got to bring in free agents. And for some reason, we've missed the mark on all of those, too.
I mean, it's just amazing the ineptitude of the free agents that we've had. And what, you know, we got all this dead money, and with, you know, we got Bird to a big deal, we got Browner to a big enough deal, we're cutting him before next year is gonna again kill the cap. It's like, it's either...
You wonder if Browner's doing it on purpose. Because he wants to go back to Seattle.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. When you look at it, like, you know, Mickey's got a big hand in all this ineptitude. Well, who the hell's going to fire him? Benson's the only guy that's got the power to fire him, and he may not even know where he's at right now. I mean, who's...
Rita.
You know, like, bring everybody's like, oh, everybody... You know, like, everybody looks up to... Everybody turns to Mickey, like Dell Demps looks up to Mickey. Sean Payton and Mickey are kind of a thing. Well, who the fuck does Mickey look up to?
Well, that's sure working out for the Pelicans, too, isn't it?
That's a whole other segment.
Just a whole dysfunctional situation. The dysfunctional situation. That's what we have going for us.
How did it get there? I mean, everything
How have the mighty fallen?
Did we lose our way? Did we let success get to our head?
Well, the success gave him a lot of leeway. You know, that's what it gave him. A lot of these problems were kind of ignored the last few years until all of a sudden, holy shit, it really crept up and it got.
Well, come on. I mean, again, we just talked about the draft. Okay, you know, so we know that. Yeah, obviously had a great, successful 2009. 2010, we were a better than average team. 2011, we were a... juggernaut.
We were juggernaut.
That's incredible that we both said the same word. That is incredible. But we were juggernauts. We were awesome.
Juggernauts.
Luck plays into winning any championship, and we got unlucky in San Francisco with PT going out. We know that. Then 12, but see here what happened.
Then Peyton got his nuts chopped off.
We got fucked by the NFL.
And it's never. We've never been the same.
Right. And that caught up with, well, and that gap, but also that gave them some of the leeway for us as fans, too. And we're saying, oh, well, you know, well, we have this dismal record, but that's because we don't have our coach and all
that. So you mean an excuse, not leeway, yeah.
Right. It gave us an excuse, too. You know,
and,
13.
And we bounced back a little bit in 13.
We did
back,
fine.
Right?
Did fine until Jabari Greer went out. Mm-hmm. And again, what did that show you? That showed you how thin we were. No depth behind him.
Yeah.
We had P-Rod. Corey White.
Damn.
You know?
Yep. No, yeah, that's it. I mean,
no depth. One person goes down.
But missing that many times on players. Okay, so that's why we're thin.
Well, especially when at that point, certain guys have been around long enough and they're getting bigger deals. Bree's getting his monster deal. You know, we re-signed Jari. We gave Colson an extension. You know, it works out for the first few years, but eventually they get old.
That's all fine if we didn't have $26 million in dead space.
Well, right. It's giving Gallet an extension, giving Graham an extension and trading him and then taking the hit.
Right.
I still think getting rid of Gallet.
And now you still have Bird and Browner. Who knows what the hell's going to mean?
Talk about your all-time backfires.
I mean, it's the whole... It's
maybe we should have recognized that if New England was so willing to get rid of Browner, maybe we should have kind of paused on that and said, wait a minute, why are they really pushing this guy out of the door?
Well, we were, you know, in a, I guess, Mickey desperate win now mode to, you know, get a competent cornerback to go with Keenan Lewis, and we figured that's what we needed.
And
but
he was, and I mean, that's the other thing.
It just wasn't the right evaluation of the player.
But not only that, but a lot of these guys when we brought them in, I mean, they were best available by market standards. So it's not really a risk. Now maybe you overpaid for them, but
we definitely did.
That's what happens when in free agency is other teams may drive that price up on you, but you want to get them. I mean,
well, again, we talked about this several weeks ago. We had the win now mentality, win while we got
right,
Drew,
right.
Win like drunken sailors, and you know what? That's now I know Drew was older when we got him, unlike Brady in New England, but the Patriots have never been about, you know, overspend and win now and jeopardize your future.
Well,
but
they didn't
have
to because they
like
had Tom Brady throughout his entire career.
Well, we had Drew Brees. I mean, fuck. We got Drew Brees. I mean,
but
yeah.
But it seems like Tom Brady's been playing for 20 years over there. Why does he get
to
play?
But even in 2012, I mean, Brees still has 4, 5, 6 years. Like, I mean, it's just frustrating that we're going to waste this.
Yeah.
And to me, it brings up, like, I never had questions about, you know, Brees not finishing his career here. But, I mean, dude, at this point, you know, if we really, really commit to a full rebuild, is Brees going to want to stick around here?
Well, maybe that's the master plan. This year we replaced half the team. Next year we replaced the other half of the team.
Well, thank you. Well, that's the one thing. People, you know, I've been reading and say, oh, rebuild. Well, we are rebuilding. You know.
Okay, but we're still not good. I mean, one more year isn't going to be enough.
But
and even then,
this
you know,
the
like,
first year.
It's still going to take,
yes, it was,
it's still gonna take a few years for these picks to really come into their own, and is Brees willing to stick around through a season or two of mediocrity when he may only have 3 seasons left?
You know, when you gave him 6, now you cut him in half to 3?
I didn't see it. Well, he had 6 left back in
2012.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what I said. Okay. What I'm talking about now.
So, yeah, his math works out.
No, I mean, if he looked at the situation.
So, wait a minute. No, but this is the first, to me, the first real year of rebuilding that we're seeing, actual rebuilding happen. So, you know, we're not in the middle of it. We're in the beginning of it. So, once again, we may need to remind ourselves, you know, I mean, not to the degree of badness that we've been the last few weeks, but this is to be expected. I mean, we're not going
to... Really? The worst defense in the history of the NFL is to be expected?
I said not to the degree, but, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to put a silver lining on this, and somebody knocked
we're
a
not,
can of silver paint
clearly
over.
We're not talented enough to be a
well,
a
you know, the talent here, injuries hasn't helped. But my God.
Does it not seem
like... Hold on. Let me put it in. But it has to be some sort of scheme also. It has to be scheme. I mean, you look at, I mean, to be the worst in the NFL, the worst.
That's a group effort.
Right. I mean, that you have to try to be the worst. You know, even a half effort by some of these teams and you get a middling defense. We have the worst defense. That is a true fucking accomplishment. You know?
The best thing about it is to have to be responsible as an organization for the worst two defenses in the NFL history.
Right.
Only
so
3 years apart from each other.
Right. So you
under
look
the
at,
same regime.
You look at what is the common factor in those two, and you get rid of everybody that's the common factor.
Well, that would include Sean Payton.
Well, no, he wasn't here in 2012.
Oh, that's right. Woo, saved by us. So Joe Vitt, Mickey Loomis, Bill Johnson.
Right. I mean, I guess we're kind of leaking into the headline.
Yeah, actually, until there's no game to recap. I mean,
God, no.
There's no game. No, we suck. There you go. There's the game recap.
All right. So let's get into headlines because we're all dying to talk about it.
is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker.
There's the obvious headline. So this morning we all wake up and we get reports that Rob Ryan was being fired, only to turn out that Sean Payton comes out and says, as of right now, he's still the defensive coordinator.
Well, and even the way he said it, come on, I mean, it was him being an asshole. He didn't want to get scooped by the reporters. You know?
So when do you think it's going to happen?
Well, we know when it happened.
Oh, it did happen. Oh, I missed it because I've been in Atlanta not getting news today.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, no,
Wait, you couldn't check your phone?
Yeah, because we texted.
I was so confused.
Damon, he was at dinner with a prostitute, okay? He was busy.
I was confused because I saw a little bit of this, I saw a little bit of that, then I saw this, then I saw that. I didn't know who to trust. I didn't know what to believe.
Jeff, a state of confusion is your normal state. So,
listen, Rob Ryan has been coaching me on fake news.
Well, look, on his, and I tuned in, I put WWL Radio on my computer to listen to it, specifically to hear Sean Payton's show. I wanted to see what he had to say. And during, there were a couple of people who had tweeted it before, but when on live on WWL is when Sean Payton made the announcement, because Bobby had asked about him, just like, you know, said, well, this morning you said he was still on the team, and Payton's response was, well, we've done that now, and, you know, this morning, it was before we had gotten together with coaches and with Mickey, and you know, so even though the decision was already made when Sean had his morning press conference, it was already made. I mean,
so you're totally right. He just didn't want to get scooped by the media.
Right. He was angry that, you know, but who, nobody in the country who watched 10% of that game didn't know Rob Ryan wasn't going to be fired today. Right?
I mean, we all were wondering if he was coming out of the locker room after halftime.
Right. It was like Lane Kiffin with USC a couple years ago. You don't have to get on the bus. You can find your own fucking way.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the only thing that was missing from yesterday was playing in London.
Right. I mean, so, yeah, so, everybody saw this coming.
So he's gone then.
Right, he has officially been let go.
They host an open, like a locker room thing this morning? Is that what that was? That the team, Sean Payton had like a team together?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Like a little powwow with the players?
He didn't
come
mention
to Jesus,
that.
Maybe.
He didn't mention that. If he did, you know.
All right.
But we knew this going into the season. We had a replacement already here in Dennis Allen. And we had all said, when is it going to happen?
So the question I have then is,
at this point, it was just too much.
And I asked this during game recap, but I'll ask again. Did the players give up on Rob Ryan? Is that part of what the issue is? Or is this really a solution to something that's not really a solution? You know, that this will not solve the problem.
Oh, this won't solve.
Now, Payton said during his interview on WWL, and you can go listen to it on their podcast, he said, yeah, that they were having some problems on defense, like getting the plays in and getting the players in the right position.
That ain't all the problems they were having.
Well, but that was his...
his reason that
right.
he gave.
Right, you know. So, if that's the truth, if defensive plays were coming in late, if, you know... I mean, then you can, you know, if you solve that, yeah, that would help. And look, and Doug, my buddy that goes to the game with me, he even said that this year he's noticed, it seems like when we're at the games, more so than any other year, you can look at the field and go, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. You know, and Jason, you can back me up on that. Doug,
yeah,
I mean,
look, that's kind of the same thing that happened last year, too.
Right, but didn't even you and I comment on that at the game? A week before, you know, I mean, I vaguely remember pointing somebody out to you, bro, and saying, look, he's looking at the sideline with his, you know, his hands in the air with what are we doing?
Yeah.
So if that was the problem,
how is this possible?
I mean, maybe he's just Ryan's more of a just buddy buddy. You know, everybody likes him because he's
I don't know,
big fat jolly guy. I mean,
You think he's just not right? He's not qualified or as competent as his brother.
I mean, obviously he's
dad.
in his 11 years of being a defensive coordinator.
Has he ever?
He hasn't really had a lot of good defenses. I mean, he had the 1 year with us in 13, but
right.
And maybe he had one other decent year, but other than that, his defenses have been kind of shit.
Right, I was thinking that today. He didn't do nothing in Dallas when we got him from there either.
I mean, look, definitely he gets some of the blame, but also, I mean, Bill Johnson, Joe Vitt are not good position coaches. And Greg McMahon, we know, is not a good position coach. I mean, yeah, you can fire the defensive coordinator. It's not going to solve all your problems. Like, if Peyton comes back next year, he really needs to not have Bill Johnson on his staff and not have Joe Vitt on his staff.
Joe Vitt's going to be on the staff.
But he can't, but I mean, like you said, turn him into some kind of fucking advisor. Don't have him actually coach linebacker.
Right.
Yeah. We need fresh defensive coaching across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Joe,
think about it, because Rob Ryan came in. Well, he still had Joe Vitt, still had Bill Johnson. That,
you bring up a good point there, Jason. You disrespectful fuck. Rob Ryan, at least it seems to me on the outside, didn't get to bring in his own coaches. So how was this really his defense?
Yeah, but if the issues that Sean Payton cited and that you talked about before,
right,
has nothing to do with your position coach.
No, you're correct. I mean, you know, but
it's like we said, it's there's blame all over the place. There is blood on everybody's hands.
If he's back next year and he is really set on finally for once finding some kind of way to change this defense and just make it middling. All we need is middling.
Then you have to blow it up.
Then you have to fire fucking everybody.
Yes.
Well, going back to your point, if you look at the consistency between all the years since he's been here in 06 of, you know, worse than middling and worse, it is these position coaches.
They've all been here.
Right.
Well, and like we said, you know,
never seen measurable improvement on the defensive line. Or the linebackers.
Never. Never. Cedric Ellis. Oh, bust. Turned all these other guys. Midland or worse.
So how do you...
I wouldn't even bring back fucking Dennis Allen next year. Like,
no, you know,
sorry, Dennis.
I agree.
You know, like, if you want to be a
but
secondary
that's
coach...
not...
Sure, more power to you. But if we're changing... You got to bring in a defensive coordinator and let him pick his assistants.
Yes.
That's
but
what
that
it
is not going to happen. Because Dennis Allen is Sean Payton's buddy.
Well, you know what? Maybe let's wait and see what Dennis Allen does if he's going to be named the new DC.
Well, he's already the new DC for now.
All right. Well, let's see what he does because he may surprise you.
No. I'm not expecting it.
But if he does surprise you and they do start playing better.
I'll give it like a 7% chance.
Well, if it happens, I'm telling you now, you got to ask the question, how much of it is just kind of a momentum or motivation type change, and they're just up and playing for a new guy?
I mean, I do think you're going to see that in the next game. I think
against Houston, I did also.
Yeah, you're going
to
see
it. Y'all want to go to the Houston game then?
We've been back and forth, Tina, and back and forth.
Right, for those of us not y'all who aren't privy to our text, right, at the beginning of the year we're going to Houston because it's easy ride, you know, straight to Houston, 5 hours from New Orleans, and then we didn't get our tickets right away, and because, you know, Houston might be good, and we sucked, and we said, oh man, we're glad we didn't go to Houston, and then we went on 4 out of 5 winning streak, you know, and oh, we're going to go to Houston because we're going to kick their ass.
And Houston sucks.
And Houston sucks. And now the last 2 weeks, we ain't going to Houston.
But now that we got Dennis Allen, then the defense might turn it around.
And Houston has got T.J. Yates.
Well, we could make T.J. Yates look like Y.A. Tittle, okay?
Shit, we made Kirk Cousins.
We made Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, a bum, have a perfect quarterback rating.
And that's one thing I forgot about the game. This is the Saints set the NFL record for 3 games giving up at least four touchdown passes with no picks for each quarterback.
This, I mean...
Wait, by the way, this is three episodes in a row that we've mentioned Y.A. Tittle.
Kirk Cousins is going to remember last Sunday for the rest of his life.
Dude, if he Washington gives him like a, I don't know, $10, $15 million extension, mostly because of this game, I don't think they will. Right. But you never know.
Washington is putting Kirk Cousins in their ring of honor thanks to this game.
Right. Now, stop me if... Oh, no, I think I know where it came from. I better not say it.
All
right. Yes, well, just like that. All the quarterbacks who play have incredible
stats. Oh, yeah, we're giving up the highest quarterback rating in the NFL history.
That again, let me play. Yes, I'll play for a dollar. I'm sure I'll only take one hit, and you'll have to cart me off the field, but I can at least say...
So you're like,
that's all right. Then we can add some of your dead money next year to the pile of all our other dead money.
That seems to be the thing, too, is players get hurt after their first hit, too.
Look, I'm not going to...
So that and also means fire the fucking... Whatever the position, who's the guy that takes care of the conditioning coach? Your strength and conditioning coach.
Now, look, I'm not down... Look, and maybe this is just my homerism coming out. I don't blame the players.
You don't blame the players?
I mean, I don't think Kenny Vaccaro... To a degree.
Yeah, you have to blame. You have to put some of that on the players.
But don't you? I mean, name me.
Right. I got a player to blame. Brandon Browner.
Okay, Browner. Okay, that's fine. Okay, Browner. Look, we could name Jason David, P. Rob, Corey White. Name me those players on this team. Okay, Browner. All right.
Everybody. I mean, nobody's good. Cam Jordan's decent.
That's the thing. Don't confuse the fact that you know their names with the fact that they're actually good.
I mean,
what the fuck is Jarius Byrne? And look, as much as I like Kenny Vaccaro, what has he done? He played like ass yesterday too. Right.
But again,
and he's healthy.
But he has played well. I don't know. Maybe
he played well 1 year. Second straight bad year. He's gone 2 out of 3 of stink job. Maybe he's not good.
But what is he doing? You say he's not good. What name me a play? Is he missing tackles? I mean, it doesn't.
They're all missing tackles. They're all out of place.
They're all out of place. Ha ha. Aha.
You sure you didn't just say caca?
I thought he did, too.
Uh-huh. But you're right. They're all out of place. They're put in place, I don't know, by the defense.
That's what you're saying.
From what it seems like, you know.
Look, I'm not absolving Rob Ryan of anything.
Vaccaro had three tackles last week and 2 assists.
It's just, it's a big mess all around. I mean,
I'm hoping that it's scheme. And I think a lot of it is scheme. And just getting back to base and fundamentals will help somewhat.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you saw, with Browner, we don't, with Keenan Lewis getting hurt, we don't have a choice.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
right.
You know, Kevin we have to Williams. Play Browner. And then you see the, I'm sure you saw the play on one of the screen passes where Browner, instead of going with the guy with the ball, just fucking, blocks a fucking lineman that's not going to have any effect on the play.
Yeah.
Like, the ball carrier is 5 yards away. You go for the guy with the ball. No, I'm just going to block this dude. I'm just going to get a shot in.
So let's just talk about that, Brandon Browner, as our second headline then. It'll be our...
Dude's a motherfucking captain. That's 2 years in a row where our captain has been a fucking this.
So what's his deal with Lions Yellen? I mean, I know we know he went off on him, on Lions Yellen last week in the locker room because Yellen was, given the hard line of questioning to his teammates.
Then he asked Peyton about it today, and Peyton said, "Well, I know why you're here, blah, blah." And
hold on. Well,
Lions
blah, blah.
Definitely
Who asked Peyton about what?
Lions Yellen asked him about the Browner play that we just talked about,
right.
The block.
Okay.
And Peyton said, we'll look at the film, whatever. But Peyton said, also know why you're here and asking that question.
Suggesting to Lions Yellen that you're going after Browner?
Well, yeah, because they have a thing, they have a beef. And
okay.
Lions are getting a little pumped, but then, Browner left the facility today, and then Lions was basically stalking him and taking pictures of him hopping in his car, and I think that's what set Browner off to go on his Twitter rants tonight.
Oh,
so Browner left the building, and
have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
And Yellens was out there, you know, waiting, taking this picture of him going to his car and borderline stalking him, and then Browner goes off on Twitter about Yellen just wanting to get the attention, and then Browner says, oh, dude, I've got back-to-back championships. He's like, you were a nobody. Nobody heard of you. You know, he's like, I never heard of you until I got here, and now he's going after him, and it's just a... you know, like, now we have the fucking players hating, players going after the media. I mean, it's just, it's a shit show. That's what we are.
Well, a good thing we got those locker room issues cleaned up. We got the right guys in here. Team of character.
But to defend Browner.
I think this is just the one guy.
Yeah, to defend Browner, I mean, there's a lot in the locker room I was reading. A lot of things that he does. He stays like 2 hours after practice, like on Wednesdays or whatever, one day.
Practice his holds?
No, to watch film.
Teach others to hold.
To watch film with Bro. You know, they'll tell him, you know, showing him what to look for and stuff like that. And he really is a good locker room character. And even Browner came back after the rant and he apologized for the language he used, but not for the sentiment of what he was talking about, you know, that. But he did apologize for the language.
Yeah. And you know, like we always do take this line of forgiveness when it comes to Twitter. Especially with these young, well, how old is Browner? I don't know that he's a young guy.
Yeah, Browner's not young. Yeah, he's not.
But anybody, you know, these players, they're jacked up. He's upset. He's got a deal, and he does have a reporter kind of singling him
out.
And
after him, yeah.
How do you expect him to respond in this Twitter age?
You don't go on a Twitter rant like that.
I know you don't, but
Twitter is the dumbest thing in the world.
So speaking of that, let's jump into look at him tweets.
But hold on, let me.
Yeah, you can continue.
Let me back up. Why I think Twitter is stupid, or the way we use Twitter now is ignorant. Last week there was a huge tragedy in France, and all our hearts go out with them and to the French people, and it was horrible. But Rob Lowe said something. I don't know what Rob Lowe said. I don't care. He tweeted something, and then they had this article about Rob Lowe tweeting something. And then all the people who jumped on him, and they would put these people who jumped on him. And this was part of an article on Yahoo. And my problem with it is that, well, at least Rob Lowe tweets, I know, we all know who Rob Lowe is. Now, if you should listen to who Rob Lowe is, that's another fucking debate for another time. But what you do, but then this article, Smiley123, oh, he said Rob Lowe was this. The fuck cares what Smiley123 says? About Rob Lowe, and that makes an article because there's people that disagree with him. Man, if you get 10 people in the room, you'd be lucky if you got 5 people agree with one another. You know what I'm saying? So using Twitter as some kind of gauge of, you know, of agreement or something. You know, again, now how we do it, or you know, it can be used in good ways. Don't get me wrong. But we know the internet has created a lot of
trolls. Well, one thing, though, Dana, that I do think that thousands of people agreed on Twitter is that Rob Ryan should have been fired.
I think millions.
Right.
Millions and millions.
Yes, everyone agreed with that one. So, look, Rob Ryan, unifying Twitter.
No one said, let Rob keep his job.
Right. Except Rex Ryan or his son.
And every his offensive wife. Coordinator in the NFC South. Keep Rob Ryan! Keep Rob Ryan!
And
it was almost kind of like how we begged Atlanta. It's like how we begged Atlanta to keep Mike
Smith.
Yeah.
You're right, exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Other thing going, oh, they let go of Rob Ryan. That sucks.
All right.
What about look at them tweets?
All right. So, really, most of them were people just kind of really pissed off about the game yesterday. We kind of covered most of them. But here's one from the game from Jimbo Rants. Nice call, Sean. Why can't we run a screen on 3rd and 1? You run it on every other 3rd down. Fuck. That was actually a tweet that he sent when we went for it on 4. Ooh, we didn't talk about this in game recap. When Drew Brees waved off the punt unit.
Right.
on the fourth down.
Yeah,
and
yeah, because he was sick of this shit. I don't blame him.
But there's more craziness of what's just the whole team collapsing. Yeah. That you got Breeze overriding the head coach here, Sean Payton, doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, Payton was confused on the on why his punt team wasn't out there. I thought I was the head coach. What the who told him?
Right, Breeze is pulling a Manning here.
But obviously, I think Sean called the play, or maybe Breeze called the play. I don't know, but I mean that's you know,
I think Breeze called it.
It sure didn't cost us the game.
No, no, absolutely not.
It didn't help the scoring, but it sure didn't cost us the game.
Actually, the defense played pretty good. We held them to a field goal on a short
right.
field.
Woo-hoo!
That was a victory. I think that was Breeze's thought was, let me do this here so they can get a quick touchdown. Oh, no, actually, they were scoring in two plays from their own 20.
Yeah, I mean,
either way, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that I cannot ever remember seeing in my whole NFL or days of watching football any play like that where QB overrides.
Peyton and Breeze are usually in agreement.
Yeah, and I'm sure
even Breeze is like, you know what, fuck you, Sean.
Man, I'm sure at the end of the day he didn't get QB. Okay, why not? Right, you want
to
go?
We are not going out to dinner tonight.
All right. No, I'm sure they still went out.
All right, come on. I thought we had more tweets.
No, actually, most of them are people just liking our tweets or our retweets.
All right, well then that's fine.
Did we tweet anything good during the game?
Oh, we tweeted a lot of good stuff during the game.
That's fine. Just
fuck the Falcons. Just basically replied to our call for tweets with "we period fucking period suck period."
No doubt about it.
And
yeah,
that pretty much sums up the Who Dat Nation on Twitter.
That's the only tweet you need.
Near did say that he was going to cry himself to sleep.
All right. Well, look, these last two games, we started 0-3, and then they gave us hope.
That's the worst
thing you can do. We were just about to say, okay, season's over. Oh, wait a second. We won one game. Okay, oh, we lost that. Okay, oh, we won another one. All right, the offense scored 52 points. All right, boys, we're back. We're gonna put together some string of wins here. Look who we're playing: the 1-6 Tennessee Titans, the 2-5 Washington Redskins. Man, we're gonna be at 6-4. Man, that's where Seattle was last year before they made a run. We're still in it, and then we shit the bed.
Look, that's kind of been the same every time we started. A
every time
Jeff stays
at your house, he shits the bed. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're talking about something else. Never mind.
Yep. and climb.
Respectful fuck.
You know, like, and climb back. Yeah, that's a good use of that. And then climb back to 500. We've never been able to go above 500 that next game. We've always fallen back. This is what happened again.
You are correct.
All right. So. Well, with that, what's next? Let's do pick'ems.
How about Pelican Plunge?
The Pelicans are plunging, too.
They are plunging.
You want to talk about that?
Well, I just want to say, you know, last year I was opposed to Gentry's hiring as a head coach, and Jason loved the guy and told me I didn't know what I was talking about, and this guy's going to do this and that. So what excuse do you have, Jason?
It's not Gentry's fault that he's only been able to suit up 10 guys for, like, the last 2 weeks.
Jeff, is it just me, or does this seem like Jason's standard?
No. That guy!
Hey, it is what it is, though. This year, it is what it is.
And it's always interesting.
It wasn't Monty's fault. He can't get his team together. No, they never played together. Now we got...
You didn't like Monty.
And we're going to do. I said, well, after...
Everybody's fucking... I mean, fuck!
Everybody's
fucking
always
hurt. It's ridiculous.
Everybody... No one else goes through injuries in the league.
You know what? How about this?
Not like
Come
this.
On,
no, not
this?
Like this they
how
don't.
This?
Not
how
like
about,
this.
You know what the consistency in the Saints and the Pelicans also always just seem to have injury problems every year? Maybe let's get
My
rid of fucking
hurts.
Oshner. What about that? Fuck you, Oshner.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all for that.
I don't know who you're going to bring in, but fucking
East Jefferson.
Man.
East Jefferson. I mean,
somebody.
East Jefferson.
Somebody's better than what we're dealing with.
East Jefferson, that's your only other choice in the area. You go to Oshner, you go to East Jefferson, and that's it.
Did Oshner buy West, Jeff?
Oshner bought
West.
Huh? I don't don't know. You know, you could go to a River Parish, but luckily they've killed that fucking, they've shut down that death, that death factory, you know. You know?
It's an Ochsner facility now.
Well, right, and they shut down the death factory part of it. You know? They just keep the emergency room, thank goodness. You know? That was like a Roach Motel. You went into a River Parish and you didn't come out.
It was more like a hospice.
Right. What did he die of? He had a hangnail. I don't know. He went to River Parish. He had a hangnail. He didn't make it.
Hangnail. All right. Where are we, Pelican Plunge? Oh, yeah. Are we done
with
that?
It just sucks. I'm actually, tomorrow night I'm going to my first home game. I haven't even been to a game yet this year.
Oh, see, fans are asshole.
There's your problem.
Thanks, asshole. That's why you're not winning.
Well, that's right. That's the second I start showing up, we're going to get right back on the
winning asshole track. Fucking fans in New Orleans. New Orleans fans. Like Jake.
Good when they're winning. All right, then, you know what? Let's go trifecta real quick before we get into pick'ems. LSU.
Dun, dun, dun.
your limp horn.
All right.
How many bad sounds can we make? No, sir, I don't like
wah,
it.
Wah. Right, 8 or 9 days ago, LSU was going to the national championship, and the Saints were about to make a run.
Damn. It is not a good time. You know, is this just the price we have to pay for the winning in the first 10 years of the decade?
I mean, it's...
of the century, I mean?
The LSU titles and the Saints Super Bowl, I mean, we're paying for it right now.
The price of success, folks.
The offensive line play has been absolutely shit the last 2 weeks, and that's really what's killed this team. Fournette's got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere to go. Harris is getting pressured. Our defense was a little overachieving to begin with, and you know it's the offensive line, and Miles is a fucking offensive line guy. So I mean, I don't know. It's just like, how are these players are talented? We know that. I mean, they are talented, and you're not getting the maximum out of them that you need to.
Yep.
It just that like sports suck right now. The only good thing we have going for us is LSU basketball, believe it or not. Super freshman Ben Simmons. They're playing tonight. They won Friday night. Kid's going to be like number one pick in the draft next year. So start following a little LSU basketball. That's the only good thing we'll be able to
heard that the UNO swim team is doing pretty good.
Not as good as Southeastern's badminton team. Very good things about that.
Oh, so tune in to our Badminton Patrol podcast.
.com.
Our companion show. All right, let's get into pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game.
Decent week for us this week in pick'ems. Jeff, you and Damon both went 3-2 this week. You said Jacksonville, but then it was flip-flop the rest of the games. I went 4-1.
Wow.
This week. My only loss was Oakland. That ended my two-week streak of winning with Oakland.
Jeff, are you verifying Jason's pick?
Am I trying? Oh.
Verifying Jason's pick. Because remember, we've had issues with Jason before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's doing fine this year so far.
But you are...
Yeah, we actually talked it over while you were on call and you left your Skype on and we can hear your background noise.
Yeah, you disrespectful fuck.
Well, I'm surprised. There'll probably be fucking music playing over so they can't. No one can hear anything anyway.
No one can hear anything.
That was just like being in a bar, dude, and that was the background noise, right?
Some asshole talking too loud.
That was just the background noise at the bar. That's what the music is, right? Right? That's what the music is. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start taking calls during the show because it's like being in a bar, man. That's what that was your explanation for the fucking shit music that people fucking can't concentrate on.
because everybody takes calls in a bar.
You don't. What bars do you go in that there's not background
music? People on the phone, yeah, all the time.
You don't go into bars where people are talking in the background?
Yeah, but not on their phone.
Where are these bars?
Not on their phone.
I'd like to go to these bars.
No, you wouldn't. All right, so let's get into pickles. Anyway, the three of us all fit at 27 to 22. We are all tied up. All three of us. So after my terrible start, I've managed to climb back into the game.
No.
And we're all tied now, you bitches.
Rob Ryan's been making my picks.
Cheating going on.
Well, yep. But we're not winning overall because Hungry Hoodat is leading the pack at 31-19. Then you got Alex Barbie, defending champ, 28-22. Then Glenn, the three of us at 27-22.
I'm fucking up the three. For everybody else. So just subtract the win from everybody else, and the losses stay the same.
Okay. All right. And then Wheels.
Either way.
Wheels with 26-24. Neil is 25-25. Neil, we finally got your record. And you're 500.
And you're Midland.
And you're which is better than the Saints defense.
No, Damon, he's Midland.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. Get back.
Don't do that again.
Okay. Back in there for next year.
Get back in there for next
year. What a shock there. What did you come out? All right. So on to the picks this week. Not a great slate of games as is tradition, but
every week
I'm not going to do too shitty. I'm not going to do two shitty games.
We're going to do three shitty games.
Again, I could do all shitty games other than a couple, but I just decided to pick some fun games. So. First game, Green Bay at Minnesota. Green Bay coming off their first loss in like 20-something years, Detroit, against Minnesota, who beat Oakland last week pretty handily. Adrian Peterson rushing for 200 yards and a touchdown. He leads the league in rushing right now. This game is in Minnesota, and it's a pick'em.
It's a pick'em.
It's a pick'em. Aaron Rodgers, you know what? His offense ain't been that great. Minnesota's got a good defense. Although, I mean, that's two straight
losses.
Green
Bay on the snide?
That's two straight losses for Green Bay. They're still sitting there at 6-3, but they've lost two straight. This game is for the division. I mean, I think Minnesota's actually ahead in the division right now.
Yeah, they're 7-2.
Yeah, 6-3, so.
I'm going to go with Minnesota on this one.
Man.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. Say they won't lose three in a row.
I was thinking that, but you know what? I'm going to go with Minnesota. I think Minnesota's better.
All right.
All right, next game, Cincinnati at Arizona. Cincinnati just coming off a stunning loss at home against Houston to end their perfect season. At Arizona, who beat Seattle in Seattle last week. So Arizona takes... commanding lead in that division. This game is in Arizona, and the Cards are favored by 3. I'll go first. I'm going to go with Arizona. Arizona's really good.
Well, we said at the beginning of the year that they were the Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah, because the NFC is not that great. I mean, Carolina's sitting there at 9-0, but, I mean, do you really trust Carolina? I mean, they're playing...
I think at 9-0, you have to start, too.
A little bit, but they're still playing our schedule, you know.
Still, find a way. Winners win.
Yeah, they are.
They
winning.
Find a way to win. I mean, that's what we did in 2011. I mean, 9. In 2009, we found ways to win.
Yeah. Fucking Carolina.
I'll take Arizona, you said,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're giving.
They're favored by 3. Yeah, they're giving 3.
I'll still take them.
Me too.
All right, next game, Denver at Chicago. Denver coming off a pretty stunning loss against Kansas City. Peyton Manning was injured coming into the game.
Yes.
Started the game, had maybe the worst game in his career, gets benched for Brock Osweiler, comes out, he's got a partial tear in his plantar fascia. He's having his ribs looked at, so he is out this week. It's going to be Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Going against the Bears, who... come off a strong win.
Who?
Bears.
No. The quarterback for Denver.
Brock Osweiler.
Oh, well, that's going to be exciting.
It's your quarterback at the Bears, who are really streaking right now. They've won a couple games in a row.
All right. And the Bears.
This game is in Chicago.
It's not really
Bears.
A streak.
It's like one of those mini Saints streaks that give their fans hope.
Yeah.
And they'll just fall back down. But the Bears are at home, and they're getting a point.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears in this one.
I'm going to take the Bears also. Give me the 2 points.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going to go Denver. I don't know. Their defense is going to force Cutler into picks. That's the only thing I think.
Good.
All right, our next game. The Dallas Cowboys coming off another loss. By the way, Damon has to be corrected. Their losing streak is the longest since 89, not since the 70s. They did happen to go 1-15 in 89.
Oh, yeah, that came in through Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the Miami Dolphins, coming off a come-from-behind win against the Eagles. Game is in Miami. It looks like Tony Romo is going to make his return this week. And this is another pick'em game.
Hmm. I'll go with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to go with you there. If Romo's coming back, yeah.
Give me the Dolphins.
Damn.
I'm betting on a rusty Romo.
That's anything similar to the rusty trombone?
It's just like distant cousin.
Yeah.
All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go.
I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a
piece. Which is a little disappointing. The real game that I wanted for the shitty game is the Thursday night game, so I couldn't pick it. And that was Jacksonville at Tennessee. So, couldn't pick that. So, I went with St. Louis at Baltimore. St. Louis coming off a loss this past week. Now they're benching Nick Foles. They're going to be playing Case Keenum at quarterback. At the Ravens, who lost to Jacksonville at home, but there was a controversial flag that was called, and the NFL came out and said they made a mistake, and Jacksonville shouldn't have the chance to win the game, that they should have won. The NFL seems a couple of bad teams. This game is in Baltimore, and the Ravens are favored by a point.
What? The Ravens are favored?
Look, it's Case Keenum on the road.
Yeah, but Baltimore just sucks.
They scored a lot of points. They just didn't get it done. Yeah.
Damn.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with St. Louis.
I'll go with St. Louis also.
Baltimore burned me too many times this year.
Yep. Yep, they're not the Baltimore that you think they are, you know.
Yeah, Baltimore is not good. I can't believe I'm taking Case Keenum on the road, but I'm doing it. Going with the Rams.
Well, the Rams play with a defense and their running back, you know. And then if they just have a quarterback who doesn't fuck up, they should be fine. One of those teams I was talking about, if they had an elite quarterback, they'd be dangerous.
Rams, yeah. Like, what if, you know, if we're totally rebuilding and Breeze doesn't want to stick around? He can go to the Rams. Got a hell of a defense.
Mm-hmm.
He might like
got a hell of a running back.
In L.A., you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then he can be close to home in San Diego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Is that your bold prediction? Sure to
go wrong?
I hope it's wrong.
I hope it's wrong, too.
Wow, that's an interesting conundrum. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
It's a scary thought. That
it is
a
scary
sobering thought,
thought
because it's kind of realistic.
I mean, like, if Breeze wants to win, we could do a sign and trade and get a...
Oh, okay, you know, now you sound like ESPN about the Jets.
Look, if Breeze doesn't want to stick around, are we going to force him to stay here?
Yes. Yeah. How do you think Jeff and Merritt are long?
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a secret? Was I not supposed to say that?
All right. Yeah. Entrapment. What is it? Hostage situation?
It's called kidnapping. What is it? It's called. All
right. Final thoughts. Jason.
Final thoughts. Sports sucks, so do yourself a favor. Go on Netflix and check out the new Marvel Jessica Jones show. Comes out this Friday. If it's anything close to what Daredevil was, it'll be worth a watch. That's all I got.
Damon?
I wanted to say something. I read two articles this week. And
well, I good see why, for you.
I see why Sean Payton hates the media. The headline, I'll give you the first one. It's from Huffington Post, which is a piece of shit.
Well, there's your first problem.
And the headline there was most unethical coach in the NFL.
Oh, geez.
And they were talking about Sean Payton.
Oh.
Talking about Bountygate, how he was suspended. Totally.
Why are they writing about that now?
I totally ignore right, the fact that it was Rob, you know, that it was Greg Williams.
Totally ignoring the fact that a lot of this was proven bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's, you know. And again, it's Huffington Post, you know that. But
clickbait. That's a clickbait.
Right.
Website.
You know, but I don't know who else would. I mean, and it was really dogging Coach Payton. And now, tonight on Yahoo by Eric, I shouldn't even give him a fucking plug. I just threw what a plug he is. Eric Edlum, Saint Sean Payton makes Rob Ryan his scapegoat, fires the coordinator. That's the fucking headline. Makes Rob Ryan the scapegoat.
I guess you called me a scapegoat. A punching bag for the old man to mock. Just because his wife left him for his brother's abnormally large cock.
We did just start the show with talking about there's blame to go everywhere.
Right, there's blame to go everywhere, but he had to move something. He had to do something. I mean, sitting pat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And expecting different results from the same fucking action.
Right. Well,
you know?
But the best thing is this coming from a guy who probably hasn't paid attention to the Saints at all his whole life, and was assigned to write a story, and saw something on Twitter, and probably turned it into an article.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Fuck them all.
Yeah, just
the only place you should listen or get any kind of Saints information from is the Dome Patrol podcast.
This is true.
Or Lions Yellen.
Oh, you know what else we didn't? I hate to go back to the game, but Dustin Hopkins going 4-for-4.
Oh, yeah.
The Skins. I forgot to talk about that.
Beautiful, huh?
Well, Zach Hocker is not in the league anymore. Dustin Hopkins drills all of his field goals and all of his extra points. So, once again, good decision, boys. Good decision.
I mean, that kind of sums up where we've
been. I mean,
been.
That's it. We just make
the
wrong decisions.
Where in the aughts, we were drafting guys like Colston in the 7th round, Knicks in the 3rd,
No, Knicks was the 5th.
Wait, what
Evans
happened?
Evans in the 4th.
Knicks
what
was the 5th.
By the way, CJ's talking about the game. CJ Spiller got 10 touches.
Still couldn't do dick with it because our offensive line sucks.
Right.
But
like, again, another miss in free agent signing. Like, you signed Spiller and this is what we got? I mean, what the fuck?
Well, he does need to be used in order to do something.
Well, right,
I mean,
look,
he has three touches per game.
I mean, like I said, it's a problem all the way around. If you're going to sign and pay this guy that kind of money, you know, this is what you got for him? The fuck? Sorry, I kind of hop back into game recap stuff, but that's my extended final thought.
Yeah. That's your final thought.
.com.
All right, that's.
Ooh, I like that. That's my final thought. .com.
Yeah, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners. Boy, you got to be a loyal listener to keep coming back with the Saints losing. So thank you for keep coming back and for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Rob Ryan, Miss May's donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
yourself.